Welcome back. Let's keep this practical and musical. Since there isn't a defined lesson attached here, I'm going to give you a focused drum and bass production walkthrough in Ableton that you can actually use right away. The goal is simple. Build a strong, clean DNB groove that feels energetic, controlled, and professional. We're going to center this around the core of the track, drums, bass relationship, groove, and movement. Because in drum and bass, if that foundation is right, everything else lands harder. Start with your tempo in the classic range, somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Don't overthink that part. What matters more is the feeling of momentum inside the grid. DNB moves fast, but the best tracks still feel spacious because every element has a purpose. Begin with your drums. In Ableton, load a kick and snare that already feel close to the sound you want. Don't start by trying to fix weak samples with loads of processing. You want a kick with solid low-end weight and a snare that has impact in the mids and enough top-end crack to cut through dense basses and synths. Place your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your anchor. Then place your kick in a way that supports the groove without making it feel stiff. A common mistake is trying to fill every gap too early. Leave room, let the drums breathe. Now add hats and percussion. This is where speed and motion start to come alive. Use closed hats to create forward movement, but vary the velocity. If every hat hits at the exact same level, it starts sounding robotic very quickly. A little dynamic difference gives the loop life. What to listen for here is whether the groove feels like it's pulling you forward or just sitting on the grid. If it feels static, it probably needs more contrast in velocity, timing, or sample choice. Next, bring in ghost notes. A light snare ghost or rim shot before the main snare can add urgency without cluttering the pattern. In DNB, these smaller details are huge. They help the beat feel fast and intricate, even when the main structure is actually pretty simple. This works so well in drum and bass because the genre relies on perceived speed as much as actual tempo. Tiny rhythmic details create tension, propulsion, and attitude. That's part of what gives great DNB its addictive movement. Once the basic drum loop is in place, clean it up. In Ableton, use a QA to remove unnecessary low end from hats, rides, and percussion. That keeps space open for the kick and bass. If your snare is feeling boxy, dip a bit of low mid buildup. If the hats are too sharp, soften the top end slightly rather than killing the energy completely. Then think about layering. Maybe your snare needs a second layer for transient bite, or a subtle texture layer underneath to make it feel more expensive. Keep each layer focused. One layer for body, one for crack, one for air if needed. Don't just stack sounds for the sake of it. Now let's connect that groove to the bass. Open your bass patch or bass group and listen to it with the drums only, not with the full track. Just drums and bass. That pairing tells the truth. In Ableton, you can use Spectrum to check where the bass is living, but your ears are still the real judge. Make sure the sub is stable and intentional. In most DNB, the sub is not just background support. It's part of the identity of the tune. Keep the very low frequencies clean and mono. If you're layering a res or a mid bass on top, separate their jobs clearly. Let the sub handle weight. Let the upper bass layers handle character, width, and aggression. What to listen for now is whether the kick and sub feel like one powerful rhythm section, or whether they're fighting each other. If the low end feels blurry or weak, it usually means overlap, poor envelope control, or inconsistent sub notes. A really useful move in Ableton is checking your bass envelopes. Shorten the decay or release if the notes are smearing into each other. Drum and bass often sounds huge not because the bass is always longer, but because it is shaped tightly enough to leave room for the drums to hit cleanly. Sidechain can help, but don't use it as a bandage for bad sound design. Get the bass envelope right first. Then use light sidechain if the kick still needs a little extra space. Often a subtle amount works better than obvious pumping in DNB, unless that pumping is part of the style you're aiming for. Once the low end feels controlled, start adding movement to the bass tone. This could be filter modulation, slight automation on distortion amount, wave-eatable position changes, or resampling and editing. The key is intention. Movement should support the rhythm. A great trick is to automate changes in the bass phrase so the second half of a bar answers the first. That gives the listener progression without needing loads of new sounds. You're creating conversation inside the loop, and that matters because drum and bass repeats fast. If your loop has no internal evolution, the listener gets bored quickly. Even subtle changes can make a two-bar phrase feel alive for much longer. Now let's talk about arrangement mindset. Even if you're still sketching the loop, don't wait until the full tune is built to think in sections. Ask yourself early on what the intro version of this groove sounds like, what the drop version sounds like, and what needs to change to create impact. Often the drop hits harder not because everything becomes louder, but because the pre-drop removes enough information to make the return feel massive. That could mean filtering the drums, muting the sub briefly, or stripping the beat down before the full groove comes back in. In Ableton, this is easy to test. Duplicate your loop across a few sections in arrangement view and create quick contrast. One stripped version, one full version, one version with extra percussion or a bass variation. Suddenly you're not just making a loop, you're making a tune. That's an important reminder. You do not need a finished masterpiece in one session. Just build the next useful step. Momentum matters. Keep going. Now for drum polish. Group your drums and use gentle bus processing if needed. A touch of glue compression can help the kit feel unified, but be careful. Too much compression can flatten the transient detail that makes DNB punchy. Sometimes a small amount of saturation on the drum bus does more for energy than heavy compression. Parallel processing can also be powerful here. Blend in some crushed drum energy underneath the clean drums instead of destroying the original groove. That way you keep punch and add excitement. Also pay attention to stereo placement. Your core kick, snare, and sub should stay solid and centered. Use width and hats, textures, percussion, and upper layers. That gives you a wide mix without weakening the foundation. If your groove still feels flat, try micro adjustments. Move a hat slightly earlier or later. Lower one ghost hit. Change the tail of the snare layer. Tiny edits can make a big difference at this tempo. What to listen for at this stage is emotional response. Does the loop make you want to reload it? Does it feel tense, rolling, dangerous, uplifting, or whatever the track is supposed to be? Technical balance matters, but vibe is the final test. And here's one more reason this workflow works so well in DNB. The genre lives on contrast. Clean and dirty, tight and wide, repetition and variation, weight and speed. When you make each element do a clear job, the whole track feels bigger, faster, and more professional. So to wrap this up, focus on building a drum loop with real movement. Match the bass to the drums until the low end feels locked. Shape your sounds so they leave each other space. And introduce variation early, so the idea can grow into an arrangement. Keep checking the groove, not just the individual sounds. Keep asking whether the track is moving forward. Your challenge now is to build an 8-bar drum and bass idea in Ableton using only drums, sub, one mid-bass layer, and one extra texture. Make the first 4 bars solid, then create subtle variation in bars 5 to 8. Listen for groove, low-end clarity, and whether the loop still feels exciting by the end. Trust your ears, stay intentional, and keep it rolling. That's where the good stuff starts.